You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are going to be talking to one of my heroes. We're going to be talking to Art Falcone. Art, from the ground up, has built one of the United States' most powerful and prodigious real estate companies. They build multifamily all across the world. Art, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim, how you been?
Okay, I gave you a promotion. I said the world instead of the United States.
Yes, we are. We're building throughout the U.S., from here to Oregon right now. So we have.
Well, I want you to know is that I was at the Real Deal Real Estate Conference. I talked to your sales team. I saw your stuff there on the Paramount at Fort Lauderdale Beach. We talked about your project also at downtown Miami. I'm telling you, man, this is coming out great.
Yeah, we're very excited about it. As you could see, Fort Lauderdale will be delivering that here early summer. It's basically just about sold out right now. Just a few units left. And Miami World Center that you've been following over the last couple of years is moving along nicely. And as you can see, we've started quite a few buildings and on the multifamily for rent side and our Paramount Tower downtown as well on the for sale side. Retail has started as well. And we'll be... our partners will be starting the Marriott Hotel here in the fourth quarter of the year. And there will be some other announcements over the next 30 days on some other buildings that will be also coming out of the ground here this year as well on the office side and boutique hotel side. So things are coming along very well.
Yeah, I'm very excited because I see the train station going up, and I know that that thing is going to set off downtown Miami and your little market down there like fire.
Yeah, when you look ahead 10 years from now, we'll look back and we'll say, wow, it was transformative what happened in the whole Park West area, being Miami World Center and having the first Grand Central Station built in over 100 years and how it's going to transform really, Miami moving forward to be a real live, work, and play environment and what we're developing and how it's going to also tie into mass transportation. So it's very exciting to have been part of it and being part of it going into the future.
Also working on Plantation Walk. You mentioned live, work, and play. That's more suburban. Can you tell me a little bit about that project?
Sure. Well, as you probably know, we had bought the Plantation Mall in bankruptcy, at a bankruptcy court, and knocked down the mall. And today, malls are transforming themselves. The healthiest ones will stay open, and the ones that don't have the better tenants are closing. It's a real challenge for malls around the country. So we're going from a 1.1 million square foot mall down to 200,000 square feet of retail. We're doing office, hotels, residential units, about 700 units of residential. So that'll be the live side of it. So it'll be a true transformative, live, work, and play between the office, the entertainment, the restaurants. So it's a lot different today, what we're seeing compared to years ago on type of retailers, where in the past, retailers would be leading off a project, and today that's not really the case. It's really more the entertainment and the food and beverage side. And the hotel and the hospitality side are leading off more projects, as well as residences want to live in that type of environment where they can go to work, live, party, and everything all in the same area. So, this part of Broward County is dense. It's very populated, as we know. And, South Florida, over the next 20 years, will transform itself where it's built out, where things will be knocked down and new things will be built to more reflect where people want to live today and how they want to live, different from the suburban of the past.
Art, I do want to give a quick shout out to my good friend Jay Adams, who I heard is working with you on the office leasing.
Yes, Jay's doing a great job for us. we brought him on board to handle all the office leasing, and he's been doing a great job. We've gotten quite a few letters of intent from large-sized tenants that we're working with right now. I can't announce yet, but we have really great traction in the marketplace.
Well, listen, I want to take a quick break. Wanda, I want to make sure people can hear Art, so can you check that? Because I'm having some people say they can't. It will be information that you can use right away. We're going to talk more about downtown Miami. We're going to talk about Fort Lauderdale Beach. And maybe we'll even get Art was the youngest McDonald's franchisee. He would love to. Wanda, take it away. Myself, I'm so pretty, I'm too hot.